Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We hope that you'll enjoy today's program. And of course, we welcome your comments and also your questions. If you have any questions about the trials and tribulations of your marriage, this is a good time to call. 855. So used to saying 215. 855-454-5905. And that is our topic today, the trials and tribulations of marriage. 855-454-5905. I am your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here is your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening. Are we good?
Yeah, we're going to have to switch you on that.
Do you hear me now?
There we go.
Good morning to all our friends who are listening. We are so grateful you decided to join us this morning. And as always, we're going to begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much for this morning and this opportunity and for new beginnings, God. It's just having a new day and being able to work on our relationships, our marriages, Father. I do pray that you would just bless today's segment in a special way, that couples will be inspired and will be really enriched with encouragement from you, God. Father, please use us in a powerful way, God, as we talk about the trials and tribulations of marriage. Father, a lot of times we tell ourselves that marriage is a joy, but the reality is it is. But it comes with its challenges, Father. So help us to be joyful as we go through trials, God, and really be able to bring glory to you. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. As Tiffany mentioned, we are talking about trials and tribulations of marriage. And our theme scripture comes from Matthew chapter 7. It says, therefore, in verse 24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You know, for some of us here in the Philadelphia area, we're not we're not always accustomed to the rain and the streams being, you know, kind of, you know, what can I say, the storm, except a few days ago, right? We had a really crazy storm. And the Bible says here that that will happen in life and in marriage is absolutely true. You know, we hear in the fairy tales, you know, you live happily ever after, but they never show the after, right? And you realize that there are challenges, there are trials and tribulations. We want to hear from you. Tiffany is going to give you the number one more time.
That's right. It's 855-454-5905.
And today here in studio, we have a very special guest from Atlanta, Georgia, a good friend and fellow pastor, partner in the ministry. I mean, we've been friends for many years now. Angel Maldonado, who's also a television producer. He's part of Lead Atlanta. I mean, man, you wear many hats. Angel, welcome to the show. And where, of course, you have some things even personally to share about trials and tribulation in your own marriage. We definitely want to hear from you. And welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate the work you're doing here to help us all in our marriages.
All right, great. So I appreciate that, man. We're so grateful to have you. What trials and tribulations, you know, could we expect in marriage? Because we have a lot who are single, and they're like, I mean, I'll be honest. When I was single, I wasn't thinking about having trials and tribulations when I got married. That was for everyone else, right? I was going to have a great marriage, and it is. But not without the challenges. You know, according to the scripture, the storm is going to come no matter what. We don't always prepare for it. It seems like we prepare for it after we go through a storm, if we survive the storm. But I know that even you personally, you and your wife have gone through some things that I think could even get you closer, or some couples, you know, end up not making it when they go through hard times like you've been.
Yeah, marriage is seen many times as the promised land. Once we get there, we
milk
have
and
arrived.
Honey.
That's right. and what I have learned, I mean, I've been married now for 9 years. We have a baby girl. She's 2.5 years old. She'll be 3 in June, and it's a joy in my life. But what I realized immediately once I got married was that it takes work. Mm. And that the foundation that we set is so important as we go through these hard times to make sure that we can overcome and that we can grow through them instead of fall apart.
Absolutely.
And so those are some of the things that I've been learning. I know recently there has been some trials and tribulations in our marriage and from the external source. You know, sometimes you deal with things, you know, just from coming in, you're two different people.
Sure.
You're trying to figure out two different lives. But then there's things that just happen that we have to deal with.
Absolutely. And so in a moment, we want to hear more about some of those challenges that you faced and how you and your wife, Christina, have been able to overcome. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go to our first caller, who is from New Jersey.
Yes, we have Nana from New Jersey on line one. Nana, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Great. So our producer mentioned that you had called a couple of weeks ago and you are calling to follow up and give us an update on what is going
update.
On. Please share with us what's happening.
So, great things.
great
things. And I think, first of all, I want to thank God for all the good things that he's doing, that if we do really believe in him and leave everything to him, he's sure to do it for us. Now, when I called in, I talked to you about my marriage being okay, but it could go to the next level, mm-hmm. you remember. And you said, you know, even if it's doing that, we could go to a marriage counseling
mm-hmm.
and you know, take it from there. And
sure.
sometimes, you know, bringing the outside forces in also, you know, bringing your mind to things that you never thought of
sure.
that you could do. So that's what I did. Now, we didn't go to the marriage counselor yet.
Okay.
But what I did was I was watching, what's his name, Steve Harvey.
Okay.
And he kept saying that when you need something from your husband, don't assume that they know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you stayed with them for so long, you think they should know everything.
Sure.
You should communicate. Now, the word communicate is where we started from. So mm-hmm. now we're communicating. So I communicated my needs by starting with, you know, it would be nice one day when you're coming from work, just give me flowers.
Mm.
Now, where we come from, we're not flowers people.
Okay. But you
know,
want
flowers
some.
Flowers is more for funerals and stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So,
you
know, Rome,
so if you get flowers from your husband, you're like, is the marriage over? I mean, okay.
So I did that. And guess what? After like 3 days, here he comes with a bouquet of flowers.
Nice. Because you shared with him what you needed and what you wanted.
Exactly. So I just thought, okay, maybe I just needed to open my mouth and let him know what I'm thinking. And that worked. And that little thing that he did actually has just made my week and weeks and months going
wow.
on.
Look at you. You sound like a young girl who just received an invitation to the prom. Look at that.
Exactly. I feel like the kid in the candy store.
Wow.
Nana, let
me ask you a question. So was it our advice that helped you? Was it me or was it Steve Harvey? I'm a little confused here.
Well, you gave me the advice to go to the counselor, but then he didn't want to go to the counselor.
So Steve Harvey helped you. So maybe you're calling the wrong show. I don't know.
No,
I mean,
no,
I appreciate Steve Harvey. He's funny.
Well,
but
he didn't tell me to go to the counselor, but I was looking for other sources. Well, he didn't want to go to the counselor. So maybe something else, something that would just be easier on him, you know, start with him.
I get it.
Right.
So I want to say this today. I think is your humility as well, though, asking for help. A lot of people don't ask. And it's not because your marriage was falling apart. You just wanted to take it to another level that you know it should be. And so I remember you called and you were like, I want my marriage to thrive. It's just okay. And not okay is not good enough. You know, the Bible talks about being lukewarm. Lukewarm is not good.
No.
And
it's
so
yes or no.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you for listening and for calling and listening to Marcos Mercado on Marriage Beyond
the
Vows.
Thank you. And you guys are doing a wonderful job. And don't let anything stop you because you are helping a whole lot of people.
Thank you. Well, have a blessed day. And we really do appreciate your call.
All right. Then.
All right. Take care.
You know, Angel, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So Tiffany's going to give out the number again.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do to call us is 855-454-5905.
Angel, you know, we're about to take a quick break. But I do want, right when we get back from the break, for you to share something major that you went through in your marriage. I know couples will benefit so much when they hear about it. Because sometimes we think that because we're Christians and we're married, it's just everything should work out and it should be perfect. We pray and God should just like a magical genie just answer us, and that's not always the case. I mean, sometimes we pray and God's answer is no. Sometimes we pray and God's answer is you're going to go through something so you can learn. So definitely, we can't wait to hear more from you and what you've been through and what's happening, because I know you also help a lot of people, but what you've been through personally, I believe, is really a testimony.
And even more for pastors, it's very rare to hear pastors talk about what goes on in their personal lives.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So much of the temptation is we got to look good for everybody else. We got to keep things together. So it's good to be able to share some of these things that's helped us.
And as a lead pastor, because it's not just, you know, you're one of the guys on staff in a church, but you are the guy that people go to. So absolutely, we're going to share more from lead pastor Angel Maldonado, and we're going to talk more about trials and tribulations of marriage.
And we'd love for you to be a part of the program. All you have to do is give us a call, 855-454-5905. Stay close. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
The Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are talking about the trials and tribulations of marriage, and we welcome your comments and, most importantly, your questions. If you're going through some trials and tribulations, this is a good time to call for some advice. The number is 855-454-5905. We also have a special guest in studio, but we're going to take our next caller. We have Ron calling in on line one from New Jersey.
Another
Ron.
Garden State.
Yeah, all the right. Garden State. Ron, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Well, great. We really do appreciate you calling in this morning. What can we help you with?
Up to this point, I've been separated. I know at the minimum 40 days. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very, very hard road up to this point. We are seeing counsel, you know, every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we see each other in exchange for our daughter. She wants as minimal contact with her as possible.
Okay.
And she needs space and time, and she needs to go through the process. And every day it's a struggle. I ask God for strength and courage every day, almost every moment
Wow.
of the day.
And okay.
I don't know what to do. Like, you know.
Let me ask you a couple questions. Number one, Ron, how long have you been married?
We've been married. It will be 8 years next month.
All right. So married 8 years, and you've been separated for 20 days. What led to the separation? What's it? Your choice, her choice, mutual? I mean, what happened?
We've been separated 41 days. And
41 days, okay.
What occurred, the explosion, I was asking her, begging and pleading with her to work on the marriage,
mm-hmm.
to work on whatever issues that we have from the past, and we can you know, confront those head on. And she just, you know, she said no, and I
wow.
pressed her too hard, and I ended up, getting so frustrated that it boiled over, and I just walked out of the house.
Wow. And is your daughter with you? Your daughter's with you or with her?
What's that?
Your daughter. Is she with you or is she with your wife?
I have her 2 days out of the week.
Okay. Okay. So it's obviously having a strain on your daughter. But now, let's talk about this for a minute, right? Because I don't think we often talk about separation, or maybe not enough. But in 1 Corinthians 7... there's a scripture, I don't know if you're familiar with it, in verse 5, it says, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent,
yes.
and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer, and come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. And so it is interesting because it talks about not depriving one another, and we know this is talking about the needs in the marriage more in the physical, on the physical level, but it's the only passage we really could refer to in terms of separation. But it says it's for a time. So is there a plan? Did you and your wife discuss a plan? Okay, we're going to separate for this long, and then we will come back together, or is it just up in the air?
It's up in the air. She continuously with the I don't know, and that's all I'm left with. I don't know, and give me space and time.
So she won't agree to getting help, even with the marriage counseling, or she is going to the marriage counseling?
She is, and she does everything that the marriage counselor asks us to do, but then the next day is just back to, you know, you're a stranger, and this is where I'm at. And it's bad because we're separated, and she's two towns over, and I have to fight every day the temptation just to say hi to her.
Wow.
And,
so,
but, I mean, she is, but I don't know what's going on with her.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. What responsibility can you take? Because we can't fix your wife. I mean, she's not even calling. She's not speaking for herself, so we don't know what the things that she needs to tackle. But what about you, Ron? What have you contributed to this marriage that needs to change?
Well, I rededicated myself to Christ, and I have sought counsel to handle issues that I had.
Okay.
And I have support. I have three good Christian brothers that are support, elders that are supporting me right now.
Okay.
And some days even that's not enough. But I thought I made changes. And I asked for forgiveness, and I repented. I asked her for forgiveness. And
what are you asking forgiveness for? What?
Infidelity.
Okay. That's what I thought. I mean, Ron, I think, let me tell you something, it's very common, and I thought it would probably go that route. What you've done, and I'm going to help you out here, brother, because I counsel a lot of men who are in your predicament. You really messed up. You let's just be honest. You really blew it. You can't, there's no way to fix that, but you could repent, and that's awesome. However, your wife is not there yet. She hasn't healed from this. And it sounds to me the common mistake you've made and you're continually making is you're expecting her to just forgive you and move on to the point that she's like, listen, I'm not there yet. And I see that a lot. When men turn their lives around, they're like, all right, well, everyone else, now you should fall in line and you should respect me like I've been this great husband, but you haven't been. So that takes time and healing. And you're going to have to be very patient with her. You know, the Bible says, you know, we should forgive as the Lord forgives us. However, we don't have the capability of forgetting. So your wife can forgive you, but she's still remembering. And I tell you this much, Ron, the more you try to preach to her, and I'm not saying you're like deliberately doing this, but the more you try to preach to her that she needs to forgive you, it's like a slap in the face that she feels. I'm telling you, she's going to feel like you're really not understanding the pain you caused her through all this. And we have a guest here, Angel Maldonado. I know he can share as well some of the challenges. You know, as a lead pastor, he goes, you know, he counsels a lot of people as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a victory that she's even going to counseling with you,
mm-hmm.
because she doesn't have to do that. So there's something in her that wants to make it work. But I think it's so important that you just got to be patient. I mean, you got to, and let her know that that's okay, and help her feel safe. And, you know, in that arena, take the time that you need and go from there.
Yeah. And one piece of advice I would tell you, Ron, is Acts 26:20. It says you have to prove your repentance by your deeds. And I believe you've changed. I mean, you sound like you're a different man. But don't tune your own horn. What you need to do right now is you got to keep apologizing to your wife until she says, okay, I absolutely forgive you. She's just not there. I mean, I don't even have to talk to her to know she's hurting. But like Angel said, the victory is she is going through the counseling. You just can't be the one to tell her to move on from this because you were the one that caused the pain. So maybe the counselor or God himself through someone will speak to your wife and say, okay, your husband, Ron, has changed. Go ahead and forgive him. But I don't think there's a part of her that probably even really believes you because it's too soon. I mean, in 41 days, you've been separated. I know it sounds like an eternity to you, but trust me, she needs that time to heal. What Angel said is perfect. You just need to be really patient. You really hurt her. And, you know, put put the shoes, you know, reverse the shoes. You know, it's interesting that Job 31, it talks about, Job says, you know, if I would have committed adultery, then my wife would have a right to go and sleep with any man. It's intense that Job says this.
That is on both parts. That has happened.
Okay. So did she feel justified? Were you first?
We haven't spoken on that.
You haven't. So you haven't even gotten to the point of really talking about the details. I think, brother, you're doing the right thing. You're going to counseling. I think just be patient. And I know, I mean, hearing you, when you say 41 days, I know you're in agony. I know this sounds like an eternity. But this is probably the best thing you can do. The only thing I will say to you both is devote yourselves to prayer. This is what the Bible says. When you separate, it's not just to separate, but it's to pray with the understanding that, listen, when we get back together, we're going to be stronger than ever. And so when you step door, you know, foot back in that door, I mean, it's just going to be a new relationship. I mean, let me tell you, brother, it should get to the point where you'll want to renew your vows because your relationship is brand new. And you're just going to have to let God give you the time to heal and be patient. I know that's not easy. That's not one of my strengths. I'm learning to be patient. I'm one of those guys. I'm like, God, give me patience right now. I want it now, you know. So I think that we really need to just be able to be patient through this.
Yes, I'm trying.
I know, man. I can hear it. You know what? It takes a lot of humility to pick up the phone and say, listen, I just need some help. So I know God is going to bless the humility. Just be patient, my brother. It's going to be okay. Yeah, it sounds like there's hope because she is going to get help.
Yeah, and keep doing the right thing. No matter how she responds, you know that you're doing the right thing for God.
Mm-hmm.
And that consistency, if you can stay consistent in your walk with God, that's really what's going to make a difference in your life personally and in the future in any relationships that you
Absolutely.
Want to build.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ron. Well, we appreciate you listening and picking up the phone and giving us a call. Thank you.
No problem.
Please call us back in a couple months. Let us know how things are going.
Oh, a couple months.
Yeah. Let me tell you, be patient. At least a couple months. Listen, yes. All right, my brother. Thank
you for
the
call.
All right, you too.
God bless. All right, take care.
Yeah, I said that on purpose because I knew it was like, you want to hear a couple days, like a couple hours. How long? It's 8:30 right now, you know, at 10 o'clock. Can I go back with my wife at 10? You know, it's like, no, you need to give it some time because she's still in a lot of pain.
Yeah. All right, so if you have a comment or a question, this is the time to make it mostly a question. If you're going through trials and tribulations in your marriage, give us a call, 855-454-5905.
You know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and here in the studio, a very special guest, Angel Maldonado, who is a lead pastor. He's also a television producer and is part of Lead Atlanta. He's visiting here from Atlanta, Georgia, right here in studio with us. And I tell you, Angel, he's been blessed in many ways. I mean, he wears many hats. He helps a lot of people. And sometimes you would think, all right, well, of course, you know, God is just blessing you. He's just going to keep blessing you and things are great. But no, you've had challenges and some that you don't expect. And sometimes maybe you don't even know why you go through what you go through. But can you share a little bit of what you've been through, you and your wife, recently?
Yeah, you know, Marcos, God has blessed my life. Like I shared before, we've been married for 9 years, have a beautiful baby girl, and our marriage has been awesome. It's been great. She's my best friend. We work together in the ministry. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, God has blessed my career, being able to produce a television show down in Atlanta, a growing church. But you never know when the storm is going to hit. And so we recently started thinking about having another baby. And we were going back and forth as to whether or not we want to have a second child. And we finally got our hearts behind it and got really excited when I found out that that my wife was pregnant. We ended up telling everybody, all of our friends, all of our family. And literally about 2 weeks after that, we found my wife had a miscarriage. And it was the first time that she's had a miscarriage. There's no real history of it, of complications in pregnancy in her family history. And so we that's why we didn't really wait. We didn't wait the 3 months that people tell you to wait. So we've already had one baby girl. She was healthy. I'm sure it's going to turn out fine again. But it was a traumatic experience, Marcos. I mean, what she went through in the hospital. We got there about you know, 1 in the morning, stayed there till about 7 in the morning. Wow. And we just went through a lot of different emotions. And one of the hardest parts about it was having to break the news to the people that love us because they were so excited.
Sure. Well, I mean, you announced it. I mean, even you told me, and it was like, man, we're excited for you. And then for her to lose the baby, I think, you know, we don't talk about this enough. I think, you know, you and I were just having this conversation off air. We don't talk about this enough. And so we want to hear more about what happened and really how that can put a strain in your relationship. What I've seen, Angel, from where I sit is when you go through hardships and trials and tribulations and the storms of life, your marriage really gets, you know, it's put to the test. And you either are going to draw closer to God and to each other, or you're going to get further and further apart. And unfortunately, I think because couples don't talk about the challenges enough, they grow further apart. And so that's not what happened with you. I know that. And the fact that you could even, this happened recently, you can be on the air talking about it. I mean, I'm encouraged. I know that's going to help a lot of people because they might not be going through the same exact thing. Maybe it's not a miscarriage, but maybe it's a loss of a child. Maybe some people is a loss of a job. You know, it's a financial challenge. Maybe other people, it's a health issue. You know, you fill in the blank. I mean, there are so many different things. Something I want to do really quickly, I want to invite you to go to our Facebook page. We're going to, in a little while, go to our Facebook page. And if you want to pick up the phone, we'd love to hear from you. If you feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to really be on the air, we prefer you do. But if not, we do invite you to go to facebook.com/marriagebeyondthevows. And, you know, so look for us, Marriage Beyond the Vows. Hit the like button. Get in on the conversation. Post your comment if you want. If we do have the time, we will go through it in a little bit. But right now, we're going to go right back to the phone lines. This time, we got a call from Philly.
Yes, actually, we're going to go to our call from Charlotte. We have Don calling in on line one. Don, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Well, great. Thank you, Don. So you're listening in Charlotte.
Yes, I listen to this show every Saturday. I got an alarm set. Wake me up or remind me.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, thank you. And then I think you mentioned to our producer as well that you had called in the past. So you're calling again. Thank you, you know, again for listening and calling us again.
Yes. Yeah, so this is my question. I want to make it brief because I was actually going to call my marriage counselor to ask this question.
Okay.
Just one question, and I'm struggling so hard in this area. It's like in my marriage, I'm trying to give you the shortest version. It's like, I know I'll call the past and talk about putting your wife first.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, I guess, you know, just give her love and put her first in every way, even beyond my own desires.
Okay.
I still struggle in the area because when we first met, like when we're going through the honeymoon stage, you know, it used to be, you know, we talked about sex and we liked all the same things. He wanted to do all the same things, holding hands, kissing, talking on the phone. From the time we got work, the time was time to go, you know, so we got to go back. All kind of stuff. And it's like, I'm coming to find out now and I'm being married almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That all that has changed. I'm the talkative one. I'm the more sensitive, emotional one. The one that's always still in my heart. She's the quiet, reserved one. Don't talk about herself that much. Don't want to talk a lot. I ain't really into the public affection and holding hands. And I constantly find myself as rejected and shot down.
Okay.
And, you know, wearing my heart on my sleeve. And I don't know what to do. And I'm trying to put her first. And we've had many arguments about it. And I'm trying to get to a point. I just learned to swallow that pill, but I don't have the peace that I need to have, the relationship and security that I need to have. I'm just being honest. And it's hard for me to say because a lot of men won't say that. We got in public, and she's way over here. We're in the bed at night. She's way over there. Her arms crossed watching TV, and she's just not affectionate. I'm one of those lovey-dovey, mushy people, and I'm that way. I like a lot of guys. And I hate when I hear a bunch of people say, well, most men are like this. Most men don't want to talk, and most men don't want to. I'm the opposite. I share my
And you know what? That's perfectly fine. And I want to say thank you, Don, for having the courage to even talk about that. Because like you said, most men, they won't even be honest about their needs. There's a book out there called His Needs, Her Needs by a guy named Dr. Willard Hartley. And he talks about the emotional, top 10 emotional needs that people have, that couples have. And some, you know, he kind of categorizes under the women and under the men. But what we've learned is that sometimes they cross over. And you're right. Not all men feel that way, but many do. And especially those who have the courage to be honest about it. But this is what it sounds like. And the reason I make reference to that book is I recommend you read it. But I also think that for you, you know your needs. But what does your wife need? Because what you probably feel like, and this happens very often, is you tend to give what fills you up, what brings you pleasure. So if you need affection, you tend to be very affectionate. But that might not be what your wife needs. So he talks about some of the 10 top needs. I'll just mention a few. Some of them is just quality time. You know, others is acts of service. Believe it or not, there's even gift giving, like someone that feels like, man, you go out and you bring back. It might not even be something very expensive, but that you thought about your wife. But there's a specific need that your wife has. I mean, from where I sit, and I've counseled couples that, man, they're just starving for that need to be met. And it's not met because their spouse is oblivious. So my question for you, Don, is what does your wife need? Do you even know? It's obvious you know what you need, but what does she need? Do you know?
Yes, I do. And we kind of touched on this before, and I read that book that you recommended, The Four Love Languages.
Yes.
And her love language is acts of service. She's more so into,
okay,
the bills get paid, make sure, you know, you provide, and I got a roof over my head and food on the table.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the things that you do to show you care. Make sure you put air in the tires so I don't, you know, ride around in a car with,
sure,
bad inflation. You know, make sure I'm safe. You,
okay,
know, the things you do, not much of an emotional display, so I've been trying to do that. My question is, what do I do so I don't feel shortchanged all the time? Because I've been doing that. We've been getting along great. But I'm walking around feeling like there's a void.
You're empty. You're empty. Because that's what you need, what you crave, right? I think a couple of things. Did your wife read The Five Love Languages as well?
I'm not sure if she has.
Okay.
But I did on my own.
All right. Well, that it's good you did it. And I appreciate you taking the input and growing in your marriage. I tell couples all the time, invest in their marriage. And part of that is periodically picking up a book and reading about how to be a better husband. But for something like this, it's really about you as a couple. And so maybe I wasn't specific enough. I'm sorry. And I think it's great that you did it. But I think it's two sides to the coin. Like, your wife should do it too. And if I can be more specific, I would say, listen, study this together. So it might be worth you doing it again, or even his needs, her needs, you know, just studying it together. Or it doesn't even have to be that. Go find a great marriage book about meeting each other's needs, but reading it together. That way, it's not just you, it's her.
It's the thing. I'm sorry to cut in.
Good.
But it's like we've been to counseling,
mm-hmm,
and we've talked about this. We've had arguments about it, and it seemed like it would change for a little bit. Like, for example, I complain about my guy, like, you know, when you get in bed, I like to cuddle. She'd get in the bed, she got that phone. You know, she'd be on for 20 minutes, or,
mm-hmm,
she'd be sitting there doing something, and we'd talk about it. And I'd say, hey, can you not do that? Can you do this? She'll do it for a little bit.
Don, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you something.
Go right back.
Let me ask you something, Don. Do you believe your wife loves you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if she loves you, I mean, if she really does, she wants to meet your needs. I don't think she knows how to. And it sounds like to me, and I'm just making this assumption, it sounds to me that perhaps you're sharing this out of frustration. And so it's making it harder for her to meet these needs. I don't think she's deliberately trying to hurt you. I've been through that in my marriage. There are times where I had needs. I was like, man, doesn't my wife know this and want to meet those needs? We had a previous caller, actually our first caller of the day, and she shares, Nana shared, that one of the things she learned was that you have to communicate. So she wanted flowers, but she had never told her husband. So then she finally said it. 3 days later, he comes in with a bouquet of flowers. And she's like, wow, that's what I needed. But she had the maturity to say it. Don, it might be that the way you're communicating, it's making it tougher, or you're not being patient enough. One thing, right, my wife does, I was going to let you share. One thing the last thing I'll say is my wife ends up, instead of telling me what she needs, she ends up just getting on her knees, praying about it, and God answers her prayers. Go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, with the patience, let's be honest, it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good friend of ours says, you don't really know each other until you've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
And when you're just getting to know each other, it just takes time and a lot of communication. One of the things me and my wife that we do, we go on dates consistently. So now that we have a child, we go on a date every other week. But we take that time to talk about our relationship, how we're doing, where we're falling short in an environment where it's not high intensity, high stress, or in frustration. But it's just an evaluation. Hey, and I open myself up and she opens herself up, but I got to lead the way. What can I do better this week, honey? What how are you feeling? How could I meet your needs? And usually it's better to talk about those things when you're out having a good time, you're connecting, and it doesn't breed defensiveness.
Well, see, this is the thing. We did that too. We've talked about it. We've argued about it. We've had a very cordial conversation about it over dinner. We talked to the counselor about it. It'll change 2 or 3 weeks because she knows what I want. But eventually, it reverts right back to the.
You know why? You know why that happens, Don? Because it's not her conviction, and she's just doing it. I want to give you a challenge, Don. If your wife loves you and she's been to the counselor, would you think your wife would be willing to call in the show with you?
I think she would.
I think that would we really would be able to help, because I don't think you're deliberately doing this, but you already have the answers before we give them to you. So it would just be so good to hear her side, because I'm sure there's something you're missing, but you're not objective.
I agree.
You know, so you're like, I've done that. And it's like, I mean, we can settle that really quickly. We ask her, and if she's honest, she'll say, blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, that's it. And then we can say, Don, listen, you got to hear this. Because there's something missing. There's a missing puzzle. And the Bible says the first to present his case seems right until someone else comes along. And I think in this case, your wife is a someone else. So please do that. Talk to her. You know, we're on the air every Saturday morning. I mean, if she has time, we're here till 10 this morning. She can call back. Or, you know, one of these next week or so. We would love to hear from you. I think hearing from her, though, is going to help us to help you.
Okay.
All right. Good. And it's not, brother, keep doing what you're doing. Just pray for clarity. And I think if we get to hear her, it would be great. So thank you again for picking up the phone and giving us a call.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care. If you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905.
And the scripture that I was going to share with Don, actually, is Philippians 2, verse 3. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourselves. And mm-hmm. I think it's so hard to be objective. I mean, Angel, we've been there. And I think that's why we need relationships that we can help one another, because we just don't see it. It's so easy. And we're quick to see our spouse's faults. I mean, we can tell you, man, X, Y, and Z. But then with us, it's like, no, we're trying. And, you know, even when we try to be humble, we just don't see it. But someone else comes and say, listen, you're just being a jerk. And Don, I'm not saying maybe as far as you're being a jerk, but it's something you're doing is not working. And I'm sure you're doing it. So we just got to hear from Don's wife. And, you know, for all others who are out there, hey, maybe we can hear from you and we can tell you. But sometimes we just need the other side of the story to be able to help you out.
But I will say this. Turn off them cell phones in the bed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely.
One thing about it, but that's the biggest turn off.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't just the bedroom has to be a haven. So before you turn on that Candy Crush or you check your email at night before you go to bed, ladies, your husbands, they're not thinking about emails when you go to bed.
Nope. They are thinking about something else, and it's not email. They want the real deal there. But you know what? If they do, you got to be worried. If your husband comes to bed and he's trying to send emails, something's wrong. You got to get help. But all right, we're going to continue on here with our calls.
Yes, we have Sean calling in from Delaware. Sean, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. This show is so fantastic. I try to listen to you guys every Saturday as well.
Amen. Thank you.
And I know you guys are human. You know, I wish you guys could do 4 hours or 6 hours. Two hours just don't cut it.
Thank you so much, man. We'll love to do more. But I tell you this much, even the 2 hours that we have, we're so grateful that we get people who tune in, you know, all the time and are just so grateful. So it's an honor for us. Sean, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Great. And I just want to say I've learned so much. Got two sides of the story on, you know, listening to you guys. But one of the things that I hear, one of the main themes is the infidelity. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like the third rail from what I've gathered from, you know, listening to the show and the way I would feel. Sure. I'm at the time in my life where I need trust. I need the trust, you know. That's first and paramount.
Yeah.
And then I can work from there. But I know if you break that trust line with me, that's it. I've got to be able to trust you.
Yeah. So did this happen? Are you speaking firsthand? Your wife was unfaithful?
No. Oh, no. Okay. But being human, you know, I get those feelings
every now
and then, you know. And, you know, I get out of that because that can, you know, that can leave you down a bad path as well. And what's really bad is when, you know, you don't have any proof or anything like that. Yeah. So you don't want to start picking that way.
So you have suspicions.
Like you're paranoid and this and that. So, and that's going to cause a problem as well. So,
you know, Sean, you bring up something interesting that I don't think we talk about enough. And that's jealousy, you know, because there's a thin line. I mean, the Bible says God is a jealous God, and not all kinds of jealousy are wrong. Now, if it's extreme jealousy, right, and you're jealous and you have no reason to be, that's a different story. But there are some things that, right, as a spouse, husband or wife, you can say, listen, there's no way. Like, your wife should not be sharing, and I'm not saying this for you, but I'm just saying this, you know, for everyone else who's listening, including you. Your wife should not be sharing intimate, deep details with another man. And if she is, something's concerning. You know, because there's such a thing as sometimes people get into these emotional affairs and they haven't been physical, but they're, I mean, man, they're sharing their most intimate, deep, heartfelt, you know, emotions with someone else and not you, and you're the husband. And sometimes, you know, people can feel justified. Well, he doesn't want to hear me. He doesn't care, but this other guy cares. Let me tell you, those are dangerous waters.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, do you have reason? Is what Angel and I were talking about earlier. Sometimes we need someone from the outside to say, you know, in this case for you, we can say, hold up a second. Are you being paranoid, or do you have a real legit reason? Because if your wife has a secret password or Facebook account she don't want you to know, I mean, those things, that's not paranoid. That's like, hold on, honey, we're one. This is what's going on here. She has a separate bank account just in case. It's like, hold on, what's going on? You know, and it can't be a double standard either. You got to make sure you're transparent. But I think that, give me an example of something that causes you to feel jealous.
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, I guess I don't look at it as being jealous, using that word, but it probably is a tinge of that. And I think just being human, you can feel that way.
Okay.
You can feel some jealousy.
Well, give me an example.
There's nothing too substantiated, you know?
Like what? Like what was something that you, what would you be jealous of? Or if you don't want to use the word jealous, that you raises your eyebrows.
About.
You're concerned.
I would say time away from the house during the normal day.
Now, when she's away, does she tell you, hey, I'm at the hair salon getting my hair did? Or, I mean, what is she doing?
Well, I would tell you, I get that, but then there are times when, well, I just had to run some errands. You know, it's like, so I tell you, it's very, very mental, you know, and I think she knows me well enough where, well, she thinks she can say certain things and that I'll bite on them, and, you know, that's that. But sometimes it's the things you don't say. So that's what I'm saying. It'll be times she'll tell me, yeah, well, I'm going to do the nails, I'm going to do the hair, and that's fine. But then there's times when, well, I just had a couple of errands to run.
Well, sure.
I'm not about that, like, accounting for every moment.
How long have you been married?
If it's no big deal, which it hadn't been at times.
Okay.
Oh, I just ran to the store. Okay. I'm at this store, that store, or whatever.
Sean, how long you been married?
Been married 7 years, known her for a total of, let's say, 13.
Okay, so in those 7 years, let's count just the marriage time, the time you said your vows. Those 7 years, do you have reason to not trust her? Has she lied to you about where she goes?
I would say I had caught her up in one, maybe a couple times, just subtle.
All right, so subtle. So I think, number one, you need to address that, because that's a seed of doubt. And sometimes, you know, that is what all the devil needs to do to take it to the next level. And maybe there's a reason. And I'm not saying that it's an excuse and that she's not responsible. But, you know, a lot of times if someone punishes their spouse, like, I'll give you an example. Let's say I'll use her as an example. Let's say she really loves to shop but she feels guilty. Because she shouldn't be shy. So if she tells you, I'm at the mall looking for shoes, you'll say, again, you don't need shoes. You know, and so instead of telling you the truth, she's like, oh, I'm just going to go to a store. And she's not really being honest, but it's probably because she's already anticipating what you're going to say. So I think the first thing to do is take responsibility. Now, I'm not saying that's an excuse for her, but as far as it depends on you, making sure that you do your part, so that she could be open and transparent with you.
Right, and just that example you gave, you know, I've been through that, and I know you also have to remember these are things that women do as well. I mean, they just shop. I mean, that's it. So, you know, I've already been through that scenario. Because just like you said with the shoes, you got a ton of them. Why? So, I mean, that's cool. I let that go a long time ago.
Okay. Well, I got
no big deal with that. But I think that's the thing. When you get caught in like a subtle lie or something like that, then, like you said, that doubt comes in. Well, why would you?
You got to deal with that, Sean.
You said deal with it?
Yeah, you need to ask. You need to go back. And this is how you do it. You have a non-threatening conversation. Angel shared earlier about going on a date. You go on a date, you have dinner, and you say, listen, honey, you know, something's on my heart. It might not be anything, but I don't want the devil to work. I feel like I want us to grow in our trust. And this is what makes it difficult for me. So can we be more transparent and start with you first? Say, honey, how can I win your trust? I want to be more transparent myself. What is there anything that you need me to talk more about? And hopefully she'll have that humility to tell you the truth, and then you can kind of bring it back, and then she'll ask you, so what about me? And I tell you, if you have that, you'll have a healthy relationship, but you got to deal with it, because that's the way the devil works. That little thing, you don't trust each other, becomes bigger, and it might not even be something until, you know, you won't know until you deal with it. But, you know, Sean, I want to say thank you so much. We really do appreciate you listening and picking up the phone and giving us a call.
I'll continue to do the same. Thank you very much.
Excellent, all right. Excellent.
Take care.
God bless.
Hey, listen, don't touch that dial. We're going to take a break, but we would love to have you be a part of the discussion today. If you have any questions about the trials and tribulations in your marriage, give us a call, 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.